MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider. Andy Carboni is joining us here for our weekly podcast. And Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
And great to be talking to you, Bill, as well.
Well, we have spring training, and here in New England, we have spring weather today. So this is fantastic. Let me ask you this. Speaking of fantastic, is Bobby Dalbec for real? Is this guy going to be a big superstar at some point?
Well, I don't know if we want to go to the effect of saying a superstar. I think he has the possibility of being a big home run hitter throughout his career. Back in the day, you may want to compare him to like a Dave Kingman type. Certainly not going to hit for a high average. He's going to strike out quite a bit. But when he gets a hold of a ball, off it goes. And he proved that again yesterday at JetBlue Park by hitting a grand slam as the Sox beat the Atlanta Braves 5-3. Dalbec now has four home runs on the spring, and he's rolling right along in that end, and he'll be your starting first baseman come opening day.
You got it. We do have some photos of him, courtesy of Red Sox social media, of that grand slam home run from yesterday. As for today, Red Sox back in action?
They certainly are. They're just going to take a quick trip down the street to the other side of Fort Myers to take on the Minnesota Twins. First pitch at 1:05, Eduardo Rodriguez making his second start of the spring.
All right, Andy, take us through some other notes. I know the Sox got Franchy Cordero into the ballpark yesterday.
Yeah, he's in camp, and today will be the first day he'll be able to work out with the team after finally being cleared from the COVID-19-related injured list. Of course, Cordero came to the Red Sox from the Royals in the Andrew Benintendi trade.
Any other Red Sox player notes to share with us, Andrew?
Well, the Red Sox did make another signing since last we spoke. They've inked utility player Danny Santana to a minor league deal with an invitation to spring training. Santana can play both the infield and the outfield. His big year is back in 2019 with the Rangers, where he hit 28 home runs. He had elbow surgery last September, so he's still working his way back. But another one of those multi-positional players that Chaim Bloom has brought in recently to go along with Kiki Hernandez and Marco Gonzalez.
All right, I got one more question for you on the Red Sox spring training in a moment. But first, take us through any other Red Sox notes that you have, as well as what's up on Nesson today, because it's not the Red Sox live. They're not live until Saturday on Nesson, but on Nesson Plus, as I understand it. But what else do you have for us on the Sox?
Well, we'll start things off by mentioning that the former Red Sox reliever, Real Cormier, passed away back on Monday at the age of 53 after battling pancreatic cancer. Cormier pitched for the Sox in 1995 and then came back as a free agent from 1999 to 2000. With the Red Sox, he had a record of 12-8, 4.12 ERA. The Canadian native is a member of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Pitched 16 years in the majors. He also played for the Cardinals, Expos, Phillies, and Reds. The Fenway Park mass vaccination site is going to close on March 27th as the Sox get ready for opening day at Fenway on April 1st. Against the Baltimore Orioles. And as you mentioned, with Nesson Plus this week, it's the best of Nomar Garcia-Para. First pitch this afternoon at 3. It's a game from August 4th of 2002 as Nomar goes 4-for-4, hitting two home runs, leading the Sox to an 11-3 win over the Rangers in Texas.
Let me ask you this, Andy. What if there's one or two things that you've learned in spring training so far about this team? What have you learned?
Well, I'd say, as we would expect, the team is going to be able to hit. They definitely have some bats in the lineup, so scoring runs is not going to be an issue. On the flip side, what we've learned is the defense in spots a little shaky to start off the spring, and the pitching in areas as well still a little suspect. So, you could potentially see a bunch of 9-8 type of games to get things underway as the season rolls along. But, definitely the pitching is still going to be an issue. Xander Bogaerts hasn't played yet. He still has dealing with a sore shoulder. They say he could be DHing by the weekend, but they hope he's going to be ready. And Cora says that he'll be all set for opening day, so that will remain to be seen. But kind of what you expected, I think, so far from spring training with the Red Sox. A bright spot in the pitching staff. You want to give a little thumbs up to Eduardo Rodriguez coming back from missing all of last year with COVID-19. He had a solid first outing, and now he makes his second start of the spring. Today, so it was a good appearance yesterday by Tanner Houck, three scoreless innings in relief out of the bullpen. And Adam Ottavino pitched for the first time yesterday. The former Yankee free agent the Red Sox picked up had a dominant inning in relief yesterday, so that's something to look forward to for the bullpen. So try to keep it as bright as we can when trying to determine what's going to be going on with the local nine in 2021.
All right, good stuff, Andy. Hey, you always share with us the latest news from around Major League Baseball, stuff that some of us don't have the time to track down, but what do you got for us here?
Well, Major League Baseball announced that on June 2nd, it'll be now known as Lou Gehrig Day across the league. June 2nd is the date that Gehrig started his 2,130 consecutive game streak. Former Red Sox pitcher David Price, now of course the Dodgers, says he's willing to pitch out of the bullpen to do whatever is best for the team. I don't remember him saying that too often when he pitched here in Boston, but now he's all full of great ideas when he's pitching out in L.A., I guess. Spring training game last weekend in Bradenton, kind of an interesting little sidebar. Orioles pitcher Evan Phillips faced Pirates first baseman Phillips Evans. Evans ended up walking, in case you were interested. And generally, we don't cover any college baseball news, but I thought this one was good to mention. Back on Sunday, Boston College scored 8 runs in the top of the 9th inning, all with 2 outs, to tie a game against Auburn. And BC then went on to win 11-9 in 10 innings.
Yeah, and I think BC's Sal Frelick, who I believe is from Lexington, I think I'm right on that, and played for the North Shore Navigators for a couple of years, had a big home run in that. So, yeah, I mean, he's lighting it up for the Eagles still.
Well, good to see, and that was some exciting highlights to watch when it comes to college baseball, that's for sure.
All right, Andy, anything else you want to share with us on the Red Sox?
Well, like I said, just keep an eye on what's going on down in Fort Myers. Obviously, a lot of things can still pan out between now and opening day, and hopefully no injuries will come across the Red Sox, and Bogaerts gets back into game form, and just keep an eye on how it's progressing down there.
Yeah, well, we'll see you at the beach this afternoon up here on the North Shore. All right.
I got my flip-flops ready, Bill.
You got it. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, newsports.com.